Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I am looking forward to beginning this new shiur, which is an overview of Hilchos Shemitah. I'd like to start today with a few introductions. First of all, just a reminder that this is intended to be just what I said a moment ago. It's an overview. It's just a brief outline of some crucial information that we will all need to observe the halachos of Shemitah. I don't intend to focus too much on the halachos that pertain to owning land in Eretz Yisrael, to working fields in Eretz Yisrael, gardening, things like that. There are certainly halachos in those areas that pertain to many people. For example, can I water my lawn during the Shemitah year? Can I trim a tree? Can I put in new grass? Etc., etc. And we'll touch upon some of these halachos a bit, Imritz Hashem, in later shiurim, but I have to say, for the most part, the focus will be on issues that most of us will encounter most frequently. Where can I buy fruits and vegetables in a Shemitah year? How can I buy fruits and vegetables in a Shemitah year? What are the halachos in terms of eating that produce, of throwing it away, etc.? I will also, God willing, touch upon some halachos that apply to a lot of us, and those are the halachos of the cancellation of debts. The Shemitah year cancels debts. So if anyone owes you money, or if you owe anybody money, that's a topic that is important to a number of people that have mortgages, that have car loans, or any other kind of debt. So I do hope to touch upon that, God willing. But again, the primary focus will be on purchasing and consuming and discarding produce that comes from Eretz Yisrael. And that brings me to the second introduction. It is true that most of these halachos apply in Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, or if you plan on learning in Israel, or if you plan on visiting Israel during a Shemitah year, those kinds of people are going to be impacted most. However, we all have to remember that even in Chutz Laretz, you can and you probably will be affected by the Shemitah year. For example, if your grocery sells Jaffa oranges, for example, that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, you will have to be aware of these halachos. Can you buy those Jaffa oranges? Can you eat them? Can you throw them away? Etc., etc. And I should add that it's not just during the Shemitah year. The halachos of Shemitah impact us all the time. For example, if you buy Israeli wine from the Carmel Winery, from the Golan Heights Winery, or any other wine made from grapes grown in Eretz Yisrael, then those grapes could have been grown during the Shemitah year, even if you drink that wine or buy that wine many years later. So in short, a knowledge of the halachos of Shemitah as they relate to the food we buy, or the food we eat, or the food we discard, are really relevant to all of us all the time. And that brings me to my third and final introduction. Every 7 years, we have the zechus to perform mitzvos that most of our ancestors were unable to perform. We have to look at the halachos of Shemitah as exactly that. It's a zechus. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing opportunity to think just for a moment about our connection to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael that thousands of generations didn't even dream of. And to think even for a moment that even something so physical like food could have kedusha, it's just incredible. And so therefore, when speaking about food this time of year, I myself, and I encourage others, try to not use the expression, do these vegetables have a problem of Shemitah? Do these fruit have a problem of Shemitah? But rather, we have to ask the question, do these vegetables have kedushas shvi'is? Do these fruit have kedusha, or I should say extra kedusha, in addition to just coming from Eretz Yisrael? But do they have the added kedusha of kedusha shvi'is? The Shemitah year is a year endowed with special kedusha. It's a year during which the kedusha of Shemitah is added to the kedusha of the land all the time. So I will try to get into the habit of speaking like that, and I encourage all of us to do so. So that's the introduction. And next time, God willing, we will take a look at some of the things that we must take into consideration when we encounter produce from a Shemitah year. These are the things that we'll be thinking about all year and beyond. And that'll be next time, God willing. So in the meantime, have an amazing day. I am very much looking forward to learning Hilchos Shemitah with you. Kol Tuv, everyone.